Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Thanks, Jarvis. Have you ever spoken to someone and come away from that exchange feeling emotionally drained and physically tired? Have you ever met someone who gives you energy and you don't want that conversation to end? Today, we're going to talk about emotional capital. Welcome back to another sizzling episode of Sugar and Napalm, the podcast that's as sweet as it is explosive. My name is Sandy, and I am your Sherpa into the world of insufferable pessimist. Today, we're diving into the juicy topic of emotional capital in relationships. All right, let's talk about emotional capital, folks. Your relationships are like a bank, and every time you show love, kindness, or even crack a joke, you're making a deposit into this bank account. Anytime you make someone feel good, heard, or loved, you are depositing emotional capital into an interest accruing account. Conversely, if you take more than you give, emotionally speaking, you're making a withdrawal. The less you have, the less you can give. And guess what? That account better have a hefty balance if you want to cash in on some serious relationship dividends. But in all seriousness, emotional capital is the secret sauce that keeps your relationships exciting. It's the trust, communication, and the shared experiences that make your bond with your partner or your friends as strong as a ghost pepper on hydroxy cut.
That's a spicy meatball!
Good evening, Jarvis. How about a quote from charismatic TV preacher Joel Osteen?
The greatest gift you can give someone is your time, your attention, your love, your concern.
So, how do we pump up that emotional bank account? We do that by giving or spending some of that emotional capital. Time, attention, love. Go out there and create some epic memories together. Whether it's skydiving, robot dancing, or even just trying out a new recipe in the kitchen, make sure you're investing in these unforgettable moments. Deep conversations are great at making connections that can add to your emotional capital. Speaking as a man, it's important to follow a rule when speaking with a woman. You have two ears and one mouth. So, listen twice as much as you speak. This is going to do a couple things. A, it's going to give her the impression you are interested in what she's saying. And B, it's going to create some mystery about you for her. When it is your turn to speak, it'll have more impact and then hopefully show that you're an active listener. This will in turn energize her and create a positive back and forth in the conversation, which is going to lead into a more developed rapport, thus higher attraction. These are solid ways to grow your emotional capital so that your friend or significant other will continue to invest in your relationships. Now let's talk about the flip side to this. I'm going to talk about three different types of people who will drain your emotional capital, thus leaving your relationship with them virtually bankrupt. Energy vampires are creatures that will suck the literal soul out of you. They thrive on drama and can only function when there is strife in their life and they cannot wait to tell you all about it. I'm generalizing here, but to a certain extent, all girls love drama and disaster to some level. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the energy vampire. They will take it to unprecedented levels. And I'm not advocating for you not to discuss setbacks and bad parts of your day to your partners, but there needs to be some sort of balance. As the saying goes, I water you, you water me, and we both grow. I like to use a sandwich method when discussing emotionally charged information. For instance, if you absolutely have to discuss the bitch in accounting, start off by talking about something good that happened at work that day before launching into your tirade. Follow your grievance with something you were looking forward to at work the next day. It will keep your partner engaged and you will see less likely as being easily agitated by outside people. However, An energy vampire will suck out all your emotional capital, and once you set up a boundary, they'll move on to the next victim. They sometimes do this for sport. 0 stars I do not recommend. Next is the ever-present ask-hole. As you can tell by the name, an ask-hole is a combination of asshole and advice seeker. They are someone who has the appearance of someone who is trying to better themselves by seeking advice. Typically, the ask-hole will tell you about their problem, ad nauseum, and ask for a solution. Once you give them what you consider sound advice, it's usually either dismissed, rebutted, or ignored continually. They will come back later for more advice on the same recurring problem and never once act on anything that was suggested. These people are extremely draining on your emotional capital. Not only do you sit and listen to their problems, which are sometimes real, sometimes imagined, and naturally you're wanting to help, especially if they ask for it directly, but you also give them thoughtful and helpful advice, only to see them ignore it and ask for more of the same. Ask-holes are very frustrating. Sometimes it's best to just put them on ice and use your emotional capital on someone more grateful. The third and final type of emotional capital thief comes with several possible names. You may know them as Negative Nancy, or for the ladies in the audience, Negative Ned, and of course the classic Debbie Downer. When you run into these folks, all you can see is Eeyore or Squidward. Nothing is ever good, fun, or safe for these people. They consume copious amounts of broadcast news, rarely take any chances, and find fault in literally everything. They can be some of the most unpleasant people to be around at any given time. They will spread their misery unsolicited, so they should be avoided at all cost. Debbie Downers walk around with a black cloud around them. They have the worst luck in the world and dislike or hate everything. They literally have nothing nice to say about anyone or anything. Unfortunately, they probably suffer from some sort of undiagnosed disorder or depression, and their only relief is to spread their negativity into the atmosphere. You need to remove people like this from your life. You will be much happier. You'll have more emotional capital spent on actual pleasant people in your life. Here are some traits all three of these groups have in common. Generally, they are all very unhappy people. They like to gossip. Most things suck and things never go their way.
Everybody sucks!
It's not always what they say or how they say it that makes them insufferable, but the way they carry themselves. It's normal to have bad days or to want to discuss difficult subjects with people who you care about, but the characters I'm talking about, they do this on a consistent daily basis. My advice for dealing with these types? Limit your exposure, or better yet, end the relationship altogether. Jarvis, please read the quote from the star of the movie Shallow Hal, motivational speaker Tony Robbins.
The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships.
If you have lousy relationships, the quality of your life is going to be lousy. Nothing is more important than your own mental health, and having your emotional capital constantly depleted by certain individuals is not doing you or your family any benefit. These people will gladly drag you down into their own misery, which will affect your other relationships. Consider this. If you spend a lot of time with an energy vampire, will you have the energy to deal with your children, be kind or pleasant to strangers, or will you start to snap at every little inconvenience? If you hang around 4 Debbie Downers, you are sure to become the 5th. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Keep making deposits into that emotional capital account for those that love and respect you, your energy, and your time. You're not obligated to entertain others who are not willing to meet or exceed your level of positivity and happiness. Spend your time with people who make you laugh, think, and blush. We're going to have a little fun next week, and we're going to talk about Mount Rushmore topics. I think the kids call them tier list. We're going to discuss movies, music, sports, food, whatever. See you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy and tomorrow is a new day.